Yo, what's happening? Welcome to the Grown Man-ish podcast. I'm running the break, throwing the alley-oop too.
Bow tie fresh with the finish. Two-hand slam-a-jamma, as they used to say. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling this afternoon, evening, weekend? Good.
Hey, man, I hope everything is good, man. I hope they're having a better afternoon than you had. You hit us up in the group chat, man, talking about you trying to get you some. We try to eat before the podcast. And, brother, you had some struggles with your food, man. I'll smash my Jamaican spot, but I don't know about with you, bro.
Bro, it was a terrible situation, man. Everybody, if you're from the NAP, if you're in Indianapolis, y'all know Pendleton Pike is hit or miss. I swing past the daggone Popeye's chicken on Pendleton Pike trying to grab me a little yard bird. Man, I tell you, everything I tried to order, they didn't have. Like, I went to try to get the 4-piece wing. I'm like, they said, you want mild or spicy? I said, just give me the mild. Keep it simple. She's like, hold on for a second. Then she comes back. We don't have any mild wings. I'm like, okay, I'll take the spicy. Then she comes back and I'm like, we only got 2 spicy wings. I'm like, well, whatever. She's like, I can give you a leg or a thigh, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Just, you know, I'll take it mild. Then she comes back and it's like, we don't have any mild legs. I'm like, man, come on. Like, what are we doing here? I think I ended up with 2 breasts and 2 wings, which, I mean, I'm not complaining, but I had 2 spicy wings and 2 mild breasts.
Damn.
Situation, bro. They didn't have the drink. I wanted to get a simple high C fruit punch. They didn't have that. She was like, we just ran out. I asked for a Sprite. She's like, we don't have that. And I literally just said, just give me what you got, just not tea. Like, whatever you got, just give it to me. I'm like, man, this was terrible. And then she had the nerve to have an attitude with me because they didn't have food. It's not my fault y'all don't have food. Why are you getting mad? I'm the patron.
Yeah,
it was
that's
a scenario, bro. It was a whole little situation, bro.
All right, man, I ain't gonna lie, I smashed. That's what it took us so long to get the episode started, man. I got me some good old Jamaican food, some jerk chicken, some jerk ribs, some rice and peas, some cabbage, and some plantains. Boy, hey, buck shots. Yo, young Bruxton P. Jenkins up in here, man, with the mesh tank top, man. But hey, let's jump into this, bro. So, man, I was over perusing the social media, man, and did you see that footage of Kanye arguing with his wife Kim Kardashian about her clothes?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Hey, man, so let me ask you this, bro. Man, what the hell? Hey, why did Kanye say it sound like that? Why the hell did he walk away like that? Okay, fine. And then he walked away like that. Why he walked like he lighting the loafers, man?
Hey, man, I think he pulled a daggone orange one. He's got real passive aggressive. Like, screw it, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done. Fine. I'm gone.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with him, man? It's like, I don't know.
I'm surprised he didn't hit Kim with the good day.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, or we're done here or something like that.
Right.
So let me ask you this, man. You married. I'm getting close to that. Hey, man, would you ever come to your wife and tell her how she dressed? If he was too sexy?
I wouldn't come to anybody to tell them how anybody should dress. As a person, that's your own personal, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's on you. I'm not anybody's, you know, dictator or anything like that. I can't tell people what to dress, how to do their hair or, you know, makeup or anything like that. So, I mean, that's just me. That's just not who I am. Hey, go out. I say go out and do you. Whoever you are, whatever it is, go out and do you.
Yeah, I don't want that responsibility. I feel like I'm being a dad already. I don't want extra dad duties. You know what I'm saying? That to me, that's like a dad or a dictator. I don't want that. I know some guys get off on control. I am more of the laid back, like, all right, that's what you want to do. Go ahead and knock yourself out, man. I just thought it was funny, man, how he reacted to her and his whole spiritual journey, which has been super weird. Not knocking anybody's spiritual journey, but the whole MAGA, you know, journey, especially when he made those comments about slave nets and he was at Howard. Was it Howard the other day he was at?
Yeah,
he was talking about the slavery's gonna come back and make sure you don't stand in one place for the nets. He make it seem like that damn net from like the damn Transformers, and they used to be in the damn van, and then they sit back and shoot that panther or shoot that mother like he was gonna kill, like get everybody up, man. That's just
I thought it was funny, like, when Kanye was at Howard, he said, do I look canceled to y'all?
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Do I look canceled to y'all? Y'all trying to cancel me. Do I look canceled?
Yeah, I
think of it. I just look at it from a perspective of, like, I can't control what anybody else does. You know what I mean? That's your prerogative. And I take the same stance, you know, with a lot of political stuff as far as, you know, abortion or gay rights or whatever. Like, marry who you want to marry. Have kids if you want to. If you don't, that's your decision also. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a person that gets involved in what other people are trying to do or try to control anybody's life. So, for me, I mean, I take a step back. And maybe Kanye, was in his feelings, you know, from Kim's history. Maybe he just don't mind it, but he don't want her posting it or something. Or maybe
let me ask you a question.
I don't know, man.
Let me ask you a question, bro. And this ain't even pertaining to your wife or my anything like that. But if you were Kanye, would you feel a certain way every time you heard "Wait a Minute" or "One Wish"?
I mean, my comment to that would be, you know, he knew what he was getting into, or anybody, you know what you're getting into. If that stuff was already out there and you still decided to wife her up or had kids or whatever, hey, you already know what's up there. So you know what you signed up for. You know, people are going to start talking slick and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I think I ain't gonna lie, man. You know, you catch me on the wrong day. I done had a bad day in the studio, and "One Wish" come on. I might have to go to the bar or something like that, or, you know, go throw some weights up, man. That might have a boy in his feelings, man. You up in there, man, and, you know, y'all have an argument. You just flicking through BET jams or whatever, and "One Wish" come on, man. I might storm out the room like Kanye did, man. I don't know if my ego can handle it, man. You know, "Wait a Minute" or hell, she come in with a robe. I think anything is gonna set me off, man. I think I might be a little pissed off, man. But I don't know, Kanye is just, he's an ill type of character, man. I never thought I would see this character change from Kanye, man. So, man, so let's get to it, man. So, oh, before we start, you know, before we get to that bastard, hey, man, we got to say a rest in peace to Elijah Cummings, man, the congressman from Maryland.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great American. You know, man, I read more about his story after he passed. They were saying that they wanted to put him in special education class when he was younger because he was inquisitive. Well, there's nothing wrong with him, anything like that. He was, because he was inquisitive. Mm-hmm. So it made me think about how young black boys are stereotyped in school. They're too energetic. They're inquisitive. They always either want to put him in some type of, you know, special learning situation or some type of medicine or anything like that. But he went through all that. I think his parents were like sharecroppers and become one of the most powerful men on his committee in the United States, man. So definitely rest in peace to a legend and, you know, a civil rights icon and somebody who went to government route to fight for us, Elijah Cummings.
Absolutely, man. I echo everything Mike J just said, man. I liked and respected Elijah Cummings from the perspective and standpoint of he wasn't afraid to speak. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That had nothing to do with his platform or nothing to do, you know, with anything, his power, whatever. I honestly feel and see, and he proved that he would be he's the same individual with that title or without. You know what I mean? And that's the part that I liked about Elijah Cummings and anybody else who is like that. You know, doesn't matter who you are or what you're, you know, title is or position is or whatever, be you. And he was a genuine man, a good man, heartfelt man, and he's definitely going to be missed.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So let's get to, we prefaced it with that damn Trump news. And, you know, the orange one, man, he's been real busy with this whole turkey situation, man. So he said some stuff this week. I mean, a lot of times, we laugh and joke and we shake our head, but this weekend it kind of scared me because he used the word "clean out" when we're talking about the Kurds over in Turkey. So when you're talking about cleaning out and you're talking about a war zone, it's almost like he said a, you know, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he sound like when you say "clean out," that means it's almost close to cleanse, ethnic cleanse. Yeah. So he's almost like he was like basically saying, all right, if you got to clean out the Kurds, quote unquote, then that's fine for you to be able to have your land. So It's scary, bro. It really scary because I read this article, man, and they said it's like, I guess this big political thing they usually use to kind of predict winners. They said it's a large likelihood that he's going to win again in 2020.
He's going to win again. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that article. Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, dude.
Let you know the state of our country, brother.
Yeah, man. Be honest.
Let you know the state of our country, man.
Yeah, man.
I will say from speaking on his, I guess you could say, foreign affairs and whatnot, I don't remember if it was him or if it was, you know, just the people around him or whatnot. But I thought it was interesting where his base or his support system or whatever was stating that, or trying to minimize the fact that it was, I think they said it was only like 1,100 troops or something like that. know, they were trying to minimize it, like, well, it's not like it was a, we had a large faction there. It was, you know, just a small number of individuals. So it's not going to make or break whatever was going on or whatever's happening over there. We need to get our troops out of there because it's basically, you know, their business, their stuff, and we want to come out. I mean, for me, I'm like, it doesn't matter how big or small the troop number is or anything like that. If the support is there, if whether it's manpower or machine power, I'm sure we have or provided them with equipment and that sort of stuff to be able to fortify and support for this long. The moment we leave, then all of a sudden it's a situation. So I didn't like the fact that they were just trying to minimize it to say, oh, well, you know, he only pulled a few people out, basically, is what they were trying to say. And it's like, eh. It has a lot more ramification than what you're trying to minimize it as. That one kind of struck a chord with me, along with the cleansing part of it.
Yeah.
I just don't like the fact that in every aspect, it seems that he's trying to minimize what is going on. And obviously, it's a significant impact on many lives, many individuals over in that region.
Yeah, man. Did you read the letter that he sent the president of Turkey?
Nah, I did not. I saw it posted a few places, but I purposely didn't read it.
I have it, and so I'm going to read it. Dear Mr. President, let's work out a good deal. Exclamation mark. You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people, and I don't want to be responsible for destroying the Turkish economy. And I will. I've already given you a little sample. Respect to Pastor Brunson. I have worked hard to solve some of your problems. Don't let the world down. You can make a great deal. General Malzahn is willing to renegotiate with you and is willing to make concessions that they would never have made in the past. I'm confidentiality enclosing a copy of this letter to me, just received. History will look upon this favorably if you get this done right and in a humane way. It will look upon you forever as the devil of good things don't happen. Don't be a tough guy. Don't be a fool. I'll call you later. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump.
Don't be a tough guy.
Hey, man. What? Like,
didn't he address him as his excellence?
Oh, yeah, his excellence. Like, yeah. Yo, man. Can you imagine, dog? Can you imagine getting a letter like that? Yo, nigga, you can't even. Nigga, I don't even like. Can't even send me a letter like that. Y'all might. I might have to sit back. If I'm Turkey, I'm flashing the piece, not the hammer. That's a whole nother story. We'll talk about pastel. Well, I'm talking about. I'm flashing the pistol, dog. Ain't no way you can talk that tough talk with me, man. I might have to get on there and have my people write me a diss track towards him, man. Ain't no way you gonna come like that. Fuck out of here, man.
Not writing a diss track to Donald Trump.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Think about it. Follow me. I'm lighting his ass up. We getting the damn video. Oh, hey, man. I'm gonna have that mug like the damn two like this, man. Not, killing him.
I was gonna say you gonna have it like the Cash Money hypnotized mind video.
Nah, I want some shit like, you know, hey, you know, I'm gonna have some shit. Hey, man, for like this, if I'm the president of Turkey and you were coming send me a letter to his excellency, oh man, I'm coming with some shit. Hey, I'm talking about Ivanka. Ivana, all of them. I'm getting at you. You basically threatened me and my peoples. So yeah, he'd be out of here on this track. Like, and then I post my letter to everybody. I send them up to the BBC first. You know, they go. I'll put a cash on there. Fuck this nigga, man. Get this nigga out of here, man. Put the ashes on this nigga, man. Be quoting Nas. Hey, man, that's Trump crazy. Man.
Trump actually thought he was like El Chapo or something.
Yeah, he talking that shit.
real slick.
Hey, he gonna get
star on y'all show Power.
Yeah, hey.
Trump
damn, not Trump out here at the last episode with a bad suit on. The worst suit out of everybody. Yeah, that's crazy. Also, for y'all know, man, the G7 summit is coming to the United States. Guess where it's gonna be held?
Oh yeah, I heard on one of his properties or something.
Yeah, man. Come on, dog. Come on.
He said I'm not receiving any financial benefit from that. If they had done their research, they would know that. He said something to that effect.
Yeah, like, he said it before. Somebody is safe and everything else. He's gonna be serving them dudes well done steaks. And his properties just got hit while we were on hiatus. Talking about how nasty they were. Talking about, you know, the roaches and everything else, man. So basically, all the stuff he talks about everybody else was at his pristine golf courses, man. So hey, y'all. So
hey, four for four fish fillets for everybody.
Guys. Oh yeah, four hey, hey man, hey out here.
All right. Extra tartar.
extra tartar, a little bit of cheese, which is, I still can't understand cheese on fish, but whatever. But, you know, that's just not me. Hey, man, so let's get to the mayo. But before we get to the mayo, man, I got a confession to make to you Uh-oh. And all our listeners. So yesterday, you know, I left work and I went to a restaurant I'd never been before. It's called Freddy's, right? It's on the south side.
Okay.
They have hamburgers. So I had never been there before, but my lady said they got it in Texas. The hamburger was good. Fries were good. So they had this sauce. And the sauce, like for your fries, it was like they had like a jalapeno sauce or something like that. And it was good as hell. And I said, damn, I think this is mayo based. And I didn't give a damn. I tore that shit up. Hey, the jalapeno, man. Hey, the jalapeno, whatever. I got to figure out what was in it. Maybe I'll look for it as we're on the show, man. But I ain't going to front. I tore that shit up. So, hey, man. So, like I said, I indulged. And I'm not one of those people say I hate mayonnaise. I'm not a big mayonnaise person, but, you know.
Oh, I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of those things. It's like, you know, it's not something it's my go-to. But, if you know. I ain't gonna lie, a little Miracle Whip on a sandwich ain't bad. It's not like if I don't have it.
Hangy zip of Miracle Whip.
You're right.
Hey man, the orange one. He's sitting back in the Oval Office. They got presidential time, and he's like that Mike J.
Oh yeah. He just ate the meal too. All right. Hey, maybe, you know, all right, my taxes came in lower than expected. Hopefully for 2020 it'll be lower than expected. So maybe I'm taking a sacrifice for the cause, man. But you know, the boy did indulge in a jalapeno little fry sauce. I don't know what was in it, but shit was fire. So, you know, hey, like I said, man, I am 100%, you know, honest on this show. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even tell nobody. This is y'all the first people to know about it. All right, man. So let's get to the real mayo story. So Lauren Chen, you know, after that whole, I don't know if you heard that whole Gina Rodriguez thing, and she said niggas make her creepy or something, she said. And Gina Rodriguez is a Latina actress who's kind of a few times said something about black people, whatever. She dropped nigga on like either Instagram or Snapchat or something. She tried to walk her back and apologize, whatever. So Lauren Chen, she made a comment, and this is why I really want to give the mayo to Lauren Chen. And she said, if black people want black culture to be ubiquitous, then we should deal with other races saying the N-word. So I saw that, and I tweeted her back. Number one, and I'm going to speak, and then I'll throw it to you, Bowtie. Ubiquitous with black culture, I don't have to be in your culture. I'm cool with my culture being here. The only time I really have to deal with you is when it comes to like important shit like buying a house, making sure I get a fair rate. Making sure I get that I'm gainfully employed and those type of things. I don't know why people of other races, especially white people, have this thing of they want to say nigga so bad. Like, I am confused and perplexed. Why? I will throw the ball to you, Bowtie.
Oh, I just thought it was hilarious. I think, in my opinion, she was fishing for somebody to just be like, go ahead and say it just one time real quick. I think she was just looking for that one okay for somebody to let her say it.
No.
She didn't get it. She got roasted. But
yeah, man.
That's how I felt. I was like, she's just looking. She's looking for somebody to say, just go ahead and say it this one time. We know you want to. Get it out your system.
Yeah.
Publicly. I'm sure she said all kinds. She'd probably be at the house cleaning up Saturday morning, you know, dusting or vacuuming or whatever. And, you know, be going around town about niggas ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know, niggas in her own house.
Yeah, niggas making me creepy.
Right.
Hey man, I don't get it, man. This is like why it's just like that is like one of the number one white arguments, right? And this ain't a bad white people thing, but it's just like I don't know what it is. I'm thinking like, is nigga gonna like open up like a Pandora's box? Are you gonna get some rhythm? Are you gonna season your food? What about nigga that makes you just want to jump out the box so quick? So
she might be wanting to test it out so she can break it out on the next Blacked episode.
Oh no, damn, not in there crying, telling me put that black nigger cock in me. Hey man, that's sicko mode, man. But so she just the extra mail.
We're gonna have to consult with Mike Jack to see if that's all right.
Oh that, oh damn. All right, shout out to
him and that.
Tag team champions, the Nasty Boys. Out to the Nasty Boys. Hey man,
Jack and Dap.
Yeah, Jack and Dap. Jack and Dap. Jack and Dap the Nasty Boys. That's what it's gonna be called, Jack and Dap. Oh, hell no. I need to get them some grown man. These shirts say Jack and Dap.
Jack and Dap.
Jack and Dap.
Oh, man. That's
crazy. Oh, man. Niggas out here clean face with getting nasty. Oh, shit. And shout out to Dap for having an 18-year-old haircut, too.
Hey. Oh, damn.
Oh, man. Oh, nigga. No, I'm just saying that nigga got like an 18-year-old haircut. Like, I'm talking about he like the haircut of 18-year-old would have. So, shout out to him. Oh, he got hair. I'm on struggle bus, man. And a further let's my life is struggling. So I got a haircut today. My mama hooked me up today. And she was like, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm thinning up top. And she was like, you got another year, and then, you know, you gotta start shaving it. Oh man, I started thinking about, do I wanna sit back and get the hair implants or move to another city and get the hair weave so I could have me a haircut like that? I was jealous.
Damn.
It's ugly in these streets. Anyway.
My Jay out here with the daggone man weave.
Oh, you give me the man weave, nigga. I'm taking it back to 1999, nigga. I'm gonna give me some damn hazel color contacts. New year, new me.
2020, hey. Baby.
Hey, man. So, all right, Bowtie. Let's get to the Twizzler, man. And I want you to take the lead on this because you know you found these interesting articles, man. So I want you to.
Oh yeah, so. I'm gonna tell you, I can't find a guy's name who done it, but the first Twizzler is gonna go. I'm gonna let Mike J give him the Twizzler, but the first Twizzler goes to the gentleman who swung on NFL player Myles Garrett. So as the story goes, this individual posed as a fan, tried to take a picture with Myles Garrett, and then he took a swing at him, took a cheap shot, tried to snuff him. Didn't quite work out in his favor. I think Myles Garrett said something to the effect of, next time square your feet up so I can feel it next time, or something to that effect. So dude pretty much got roasted. I know Myles Garrett turned it over to the authorities or whatnot, or filed a complaint with the authorities or whatever. But this dude he's going to sit on the Twizzler because, number one, you got to be a sucker. Like, you're a straight up sucker for trying to pull some stuff like that. Number two, you're going to try to pull something like that on the wrong person. And somebody's going to pull that daggone heater out, or somebody's going to flat out whoop your ass. They might not be as mild-mannered as Mr. Garrett and just save your grace, because Garrett would have fucked you up. It would have been a situation. But number three, and even to me, kind of stands out even more, as a enthusiast, as a fan of the sport, of many sports, some of that fan interaction with players and stuff is great. It's great for the game. It's great for people. It's, you know, it's a good thing all the way around. Then you have idiots like this going to fuck it up for everybody, because now you're going to have players kind of like on the edge, like, is this person trying to do something slick? So, I mean, you just kind of really put a cloud over something that should have been a good moment. So, Mike J, go ahead and hit him with that Twizzler.
Well, he is going to sit on that beyond the – what's the lower than the grade? The Big Lots, the Aldi's brand Twizzler? That's one that's stale and sat there on the truck for a while, the one you might get for the super, super low. He can sit and spin, because I didn't see Myles Garrett lift the offensive tackle off his feet by bull rushing.
Yep.
Just think what he could do to a normal human. Like, he literally could power bomb his soul through his body. So get the fuck out of here, whomever it was. Like, the fact you swing on somebody, maybe, and you know, I don't know. I'm sure I don't know what he was thinking. I ain't never thought about snuffing nobody unless it was an issue with somebody. I just couldn't imagine, like, oh man, here's one of my favorite football players. Let me hit him on the chin. Nah.
Right.
No.
Lame ass.
Lame ass.
So we're gonna move right along, and I'm gonna have Mike J give out three Twizzlers in this particular Twizzler ceremony. The first Twizzler will go to 20-year-old, and I'm probably gonna say her name wrong, Tanisha Yvonne Tyson, 26-year-old Tanisha Deshaun Jordan, and 32-year-old Marilyn Latish McKee. Mike J is going to give the Twizzler to these three individuals because they are three caretakers from North Carolina, caretakers in an elderly home or a long-term assisted living facility. These individuals, their job is to care for individuals with dementia and the inability to care for themselves. However, these three individuals have been accused of having or running an elderly fight club between the patients with dementia. An elderly fight club, bro. Yeah. So there's video that has surfaced that the police now have in the facility. Video shows patients, of all ages, but the one particular is a 70-year-old and a 73-year-old patient fighting while being encouraged on by another patient, number one, as well as these three individuals, kind of like low-key bottom-dwelling fight promoters. So for Bowtie, I take a particular issue with this being a patient care provider, being someone who's been in healthcare at every level. This is despicable. This is appalling. Those of us who care for patients, those of us who keep people alive on a daily basis, this type of stuff is just dastardly. It's putrid. And these individuals need to see the bottom of the damn jail. They do.
What are they charging with?
Let me look through here. I cannot see what they have been charged with. Just that the investigation is going on. They have been fired. Either one of these articles, it does not specifically name what they've been charged with.
All right. I mean, and kind of to pick up where you left off, man, I just think of, for me, and we're getting older, so our relatives are getting older, so it might be a chance that one of these days we're going to have to make those tough decisions, and you always hear these horror stories about nursing homes and long-term care, how they don't really, there's some lapses in patient care. As a family member, it would take, I would never hit a woman, but it would take me a lot of money not to sit back and hire nobody to whoop that ass.
Oh, yeah.
Another woman whoop their asses. So I'm going
to
get them.
I got some wild ass cousins that'll do some dirty work for me if I need to lay hands on a female.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to get a Twizzler so they all can share the same stale, dirty Twizzlers. They all can sit, spin, and sit and rot in jail for the sheer stupidity of what you did. And it's not even like, it's like you got like 18, 19, 20-year-old ladies, like kids. This one person was 32 years old. So, you're 32 damn years old. You ain't but a few years younger than us. Hey, you damn near could have went to high school with us. So it's, just to sit back and somebody do something that stupid, go ahead and sit on that Twizzler, spin your ass around, and just go ahead and just, you can sit and rot, man. So fuck all three of them, man, because that is a sad case, bro.
Sad, sad case, bro.
All right, so let's switch it up to sports, man. So we are going to give an update on our fantasy football league, man. And so we have the Eastern, we have 12 teams. So this is a rough and tumble division because, most teams, they want to do 8 so you can stockpile players. Grown man ish, the winner gets a hoodie. So actually, Bowtie will be coming to pick up his hoodie tonight. All right.
Yes,
so
sir.
Make sure he flicks it up. All right. So in the East Division, we have in ATL and Jones We Trust, the homie Sean Odles 4-2. Lights, Kamar, and Action's 3-3. My homie Pipe is 3-3. Mike J, 2-4. And Yante asking for it is 2-4, and that's the East Division. Let's go to the West. And the homie Dap, a.k.a. one half of the Nasty Boys, is 6-0. Hey, that Sugar Ray, Circle City, thank you very much, is 4-2. And that's crazy because I lost to him by 3 points. And shout out to the homie Nasty Boy, the other Nasty Boy, Mike Jack. He lost by 0.3 points to my homie Nick, who is also, he's 4-2 with your girl and my Giuseppe's. My Pops, who I face this next week, is 2-4. Papa Murph is 2-4, and our homeboy DJ is 0-6. So he's out here getting killed.
Getting mollywopped.
So I might have to sit back and hit him up to remind him to actually do it. He may have forgotten. Right. So yeah, that's where we are in the Grown Man's League. So I don't know how many. I guess we got a few more weeks so we get to the playoffs. So
yeah, we got a few more weeks for the playoffs, man. Boy like me, I need guys to produce, man. I need Tom Brady to go ahead and have a couple of them breakout games that I know he still got in, man. I need Alvin Kamara to be healthy, man. Alvin Kamara is a star of my damn team, and it's a good chance he might sit out this week, man.
Man, hell, my best player, Saquon Barkley, ain't played in 4 games. So
yeah, that's rough.
I'm out here getting killed. All right, man. So let's get to the NFL. Man, go ahead,
man. Hey, man, I got another random question, man. What you think that that the new Nasty Boys, Jack and Dak, what you think they finishing move is?
Oh shit!
You think they got the probably, tag team finishing move.
Probably like the Rotus thing, one from the back spinning around, one in the front, probably with leather vest on, and they look like some high fiving ass niggas after they finish. Shout out to the Nasty Boys. Hey, the 2020 version of Jack Napier and the Man Hammer itself. Hey man, shout out.
They call their finishing move the hog roast.
Yeah, the hog roast. Literally and figuratively, peeling back the skin to get it in. Hey man, some nasty niggas, man. All right, man. So let's get to the NFL, man. The homie Patrick Mahomes, man, who's already had a bum ankle, man, dislocated his kneecap yesterday in a Thursday night game, man. So you like you're a medical person, you know, person or whatever. So man, so give me like, you know, estimated how long you think Pat is gonna be. You think Pat's gonna be able to come back this year?
He should be able to come back this year. I'm gonna say a good 5 weeks at minimum. A good 5 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks at minimum. Because I mean, you got to think the kneecap is. I'm gonna say 4 to 5 weeks. I'm not even gonna get into a whole medical spiel about it. I'm gonna say 4 to 5 weeks at the minimum.
Yeah, nigga, say that shit for ESPN. Hey man, randomly thought, man, and a nasty boy Dap came back to something. We were in high school. We had this dude playing basketball, and dude kicked him in the knee on purpose, and he dislocated his kneecap. He came back to school the last day of school with a huge knee brace that went from his damn ankle all the way up to his thigh. So shout out to him for, man. He had a get his kneecap dislocated. So he said he was on the shelf the whole summer, man. The fact to kick somebody on purpose playing basketball, it's a sick one. Shout out to them cats, man. All right, man. So
it's OV.
Hey, man. So let me ask you a question, man. So who's your midseason pick for MVP?
In the NFL, that's tough. So I'm gonna say right now, it's a toss-up for me between Deshaun Watson and Christian McCaffrey. I know Deshaun Watson is playing great football, but when in my Bowtie Fresh's interpretation of most valuable player, that means you take that guy off of that team and remove him, and shit hits the fan. And so for me, I'm gonna have to go with Christian McCaffrey because even without Cam, they've still got a winning record. They're still doing big things. You take Christian McCaffrey off of there, even if you add Cam back and take Christian McCaffrey off of there, that's gonna be an ugly situation. So I'm gonna go with Christian McCaffrey right now, midseason.
I'm going Russell Wilson. I think the same thing. You take Russell Wilson off the Seahawks with a putrid offensive line and the defense is not nearly as good as it used to be. I feel like they'd be 1-5. I think Russell Wilson is playing some of the best football. Is playing the best football of his career. And he is skyrocketing to that elite upper tier of quarterbacks where you see guys like Aaron Rodgers and everything else are still on slippage. Tom Brady's old ass is drinking his own sweat, but bro, it's over. Get out of here. TB12, TB my ass. He's done. You know what I'm saying? But
he's still drinking his own sweat.
You ain't never heard him say that at TB12? He like drinks his own sweat. Like
he's
he rehydrates, man. Yeah, I read this article on him like ESPN.com like a couple years ago. All the stuff he does like to like keep his body in shape, even avocado ice cream and shit.
Rubbing deer antler juice on his daggone knees and stuff.
Hey, man, shout out to Ray Lewis. Hey, Ray needed a little something after the alleged incidents in the Super Bowl in Atlanta rubbed off. Ray needed an extra edge, and we've seen how Ray's edge is before, allegedly. So shout out to Ray, man. But yeah, man. Sorry, man. So let's get to the NBA, man. You know the season's upon us, man, and. Hey, man, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. First of all, let's preface with this. Before we started, man, you know, usually stuff happens after we record, but right now I heard Zion's going to be out for a few weeks, man, with like a knee strain, man. So do you worry that, you know, the fact that we've never seen a player like Zion as far as the 6'7", 285 pounds or 42-inch vertical, do you worry that these knee problems are going to kind of like, you know, be a hindrance to his career going forward?
Not right now. He's still a young fella. I mean, he's still got enough time to bounce back from stuff. He's going to heal a lot quicker you know what I mean, than a cat like you or I's age or whatnot. So I don't see any major concerns. And two, the knee strain is not significant enough, in my opinion, my humble medical opinion, been around it for it forever, but the strain is not necessarily that critical of an injury for me to think, oh, he's going to have issues going forward. I'd monitor it, but I'm not worried about it.
For me, the only reason I say is just the fact of, you know, his weight, the way he plays, very explosive. It's going to be interesting how, to me, it's more long-term how his body goes. Because you'll see once a guy loses some of that athleticism, especially when he's young, how it can just impact him. So I am curious to see. I just hope Zion's not like a shooting star, or great in all these great spurts, but his body betrays him. So I don't want him to be on that list of like Penny Hardaway, Derrick Rose, Grant Hill, or those guys that were elite talent that had elite athleticism and their bodies gave out. So I want to be selfish and be able to watch Zion until he's, you know, 15 years in the league and see what he does. So that's what I'm thinking about.
I want to throw a question at you real quick about the NBA, man. I want to throw this one at you because you are a gentleman that reminds us and is a proponent of securing the bag.
Yes.
So what's your take on Jaylen Brown turning down that extension from the Celtics?
Oh man, he's
betting on himself, bro. Tell me what's your take?
I guess you can do that in Buddy Hield too. I am a proponent of getting the bag because you look at a guy like what's my guy? He used to play with the Sixers. Had the creature face, man. He went to Kentucky. Nerlens Noel. He's back and then he turned down that 4-year, $72 million extension, ended up blowing his knee out and was playing for like a couple million dollars. I don't know. If I was Jaylen Brown, honestly, I would see if I can do a short deal. That way I can maybe like give me two with an option if we can do that, and then I'll extend later. But, you know, I think he wants to get an extra $20 million. But I don't know, man. It's just like, because Jaylen Brown is good. But I don't know how good he is. He's not like a, you know, to me, if he was a superstar type talent, he would have got the maximum extension. I mean, I think he might be easier to fit on the team than Jason Tatum because he's not as ball dominant. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And Buddy Hield, he's a good player, but he ain't De'Aaron Fox. So De'Aaron Fox is going to get the max. That's just not
a and for me, like as a fan of basketball, I've been a Buddy Hield fan, but like him and De'Aaron Fox were a hell of a combo. Buddy Hield doesn't need to be ball dominant to get his.
Yeah, because De'Aaron Fox gets all the shots for him.
Yeah, I was gonna say he shoots like 43 or 44% from three, but then two, De'Aaron Fox is just such a daggone explosive talent, like. I think they are a dynamic backcourt. I hope that the Kings are able to secure both of them, you know, long term. I think that they could do some real damage, man. Real talk.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting, man. But like I said, I probably would have taken him because Jaylen Brown, you know. And even though Jaylen Brown's like 22, 23, you still could get maxed out again at 27. Yeah. Well, so I don't know what they can do in restricted free agency if you could take a 2-year deal. And I don't know. I might see if they'll do like a 2-and-2. 2 years and then I have a player option. That way, if I'm not playing to my thing, I'm still getting my full money. If I am, then I feel like I'm getting all. Then I can re up even earlier. But I don't think you can do that in restricted free agency. But I don't know.
Do you think that his move? Excuse me. Do you think that his move says anything to the culture or to the locker room or anything like that? You know, I know last year there was a lot of talk, and you know, the Morris twin and somebody else came out talking about the Celtics locker room and the culture. Do you think him kind of Jaylen Brown taking this move speaks to that at all?
Well, let me tell you this, man. The Celtics, Danny Ainge's issue is Danny Ainge is a hoarder. He likes to get all these assets. And when you get all those assets, you got to either max everybody out or you got to use it to get in a true elite player. He never pushed his chips to the table to go after Anthony Davis. Like, you can't – I mean, if you really want to risk it, like Toronto. Toronto, they pushed the chips to the table to get Kawhi Leonard, and they got a championship out of it. You can't sit back and hoard all these guys. Like, you got three guys basically between what's my man's name? Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown. They all, you know, play the same position. You got three guys, three getting ready to be max level player for two spots. It's just not going to work. And if I'm a young guy, that's like you and I, we're the same age. Well, I'll take that back. You mad older than me, right? So you're old, right? You're an old nigga, right? So you got a young, spry nigga like me. You know, I'm like, oh, man, this is my time, old head. You out here coming to the locker room with jeans and dress shoes. So it's going to cause some friction. And in the NBA, that's just what it is, man. And Danny Ainge didn't take – he didn't put the risk to go out to get a superstar player. He tried to, like, hoard everything and try to sneak people, and this is what you happen. You have a team that maybe they'll win, like, 50 games, but that's it. There's nothing else. Didn't Al Horford leave, too?
Yeah, Horford left. And I heard Horford wanted to stay. Horford, from what it was reported, Horford left because he thought Kyrie was coming back. So, but apparently Horford wanted to be there as long as Kyrie wasn't there.
Yeah,
so that's a whole other dynamic.
Yeah, you know, Kyrie, Mr. Kung Fu champion, man. So that's interesting. So before we get into our predictions, man, what did you think about LeBron's comment on China, man? Because that's one thing I didn't put down in the West thing, but I feel like we need to talk about it.
I respect LeBron. I mean, I know a lot of people are giving LeBron flack and talking about he's got like a $1 billion investment or something like that in there. Like, honestly, I feel like my opinion, this is Bowtie Fresh's opinion, I don't feel just because an athlete or entertainer or musician or whomever, I don't think just because they're famous, they have the responsibility or they have to use their platform to say certain things. It's great when they do. And I think the individuals, when they choose to do it, that's their choice. So if they choose to take a certain stance publicly, great. If they choose not to, that's fine also. Because just because they're famous doesn't mean they have to do those things. Like I said, I'm not discouraging it. I think it helps greatly. I think it's a good thing when these individuals do it. But I'm not giving LeBron flack for choosing to say, you know what, I'm not going to talk about none of that stuff right now. I made my statement and I'm done. I respect him for that.
And for me, I know a little bit about the Hong Kong situation, but not well enough to really speak about it. I think LeBron was pissed off for a couple of reasons, right? And this is not defending LeBron. This is just my opinion. Number one, LeBron, let's feel like as a black man, we always have, it seems like we have to, like, watch our words, right? The homie Maury just goes out there and says something. And if I'm LeBron, I'm pissed I'm over in China. You know, the Chinese government, they can do whatever they want to us. What are they going to do? Well, how are we going to get out? And then second of all, I think LeBron was like.
And then you got to rely on the orange one to try to negotiate.
And LeBron already called him a bum. So, you know, it ain't like he going to go out of his way to help. So you out here stuck. You got a family to take care of. And third of all, my point is, like, a lot of people are using this. They're like, oh, LeBron, you spoke about issues with black people in America. Number one, LeBron, he gave his voice, but he ain't, I mean, he just gave a voice. A lot of people are using this China thing to try to still shut black people up for speaking about, you know, the way we're being mistreated in the United States. I watch what people say. When people like Clay Travis, who used to be on Fox, mm-hmm. on Fox Sports and all that stuff, when they start making comments and Jason
Wilcox, I saw his little punk ass comments.
That's what makes me think it ain't about China, because these people weren't saying anything about Hong Kong until the stuff with LeBron responded back. Now, if I was LeBron, I think what he said, he tried to make a point, but I think the point just wasn't well received. He misspoke, and that happens. But, you know, when people start adding extra to try to shut black people up about talking about the way we're treated, then, yeah, I'm going to have something to say about it. I don't think LeBron's message was correct. But I also don't look to LeBron. It's cool for his voice, but I don't look to LeBron as the game. He ain't a politician. Let's just keep it real. LeBron has power on a certain level. He has a voice. He has resources. He ain't no politician. Now, if a politician has said something, then that's somebody who can get in the room that LeBron cannot. So, you know, that's what I think about it.
I'm with you.
All right, man. So, let's get to this prediction, man. So I'm gonna ask you a couple rapid fire questions, bro, and then I want you to give me your opinion. Rookie of the year.
Ja Morant.
Ja Morant. Yeah, I was gonna before this when I had my answer was Zion. I'm still gonna go with Zion because just to be transparent.
I think Zion is probably a lock, but I'm going with Ja. I think Ja's gonna have a huge impact. I really.
Oh yeah, this
ain't taking nothing away from Zion. I think Zion is proof in the pudding. He's gonna be hella good. I personally just feel John Moran's gonna have a huge damn impact, and he's gonna do some things in this league.
Yeah, and also the fact that the usage rate. I mean Zion is going to a pretty good team. It's pretty stacked. They need Zion, but he don't have to be the number one option on offense. Ja Morant gonna have it in his hand from day one. All right.
Day one.
All right. MVP.
If healthy.
Can't say that. Just can't say if healthy. You just gotta say it.
Oh man, see, it's tough because I think I just don't.
Make a decision. Make a decision. Spice it a mile. Make a decision. You the type of dude that's out there. You at Popeyes. I don't know what I want, nigga. If you don't make a goddamn decision, damn. Make a decision. Man.
I'm gonna go with Kawhi.
Kawhi. All right, I'm gonna go out on the ledge. Say this is gonna be Bron. This is gonna be the last of the Bron great seasons. I feel like this is.
I was gonna say Anthony Davis because I think LeBron is gonna Anthony Davis is a hell of a damn talent without any help. I think LeBron is just gonna help him showcase a whole lot more. My only question is his health.
Yeah, well, like I said, make a decision. See, Bo Tyler was wanna hedge his bets. I'm like, damn, bro.
I'm gonna roll with Kawhi though, because I think Kawhi is that dude right now, and I think he gonna do some damage, bro. I think he will.
So you trying to say Paul George gonna have a Mason damn bad boy videos in the number two leather jersey following behind Kawhi's number one?
you daggone right. Hey, and man. Then Patrick Beverley's gonna be Sheik Luch.
Patrick Lever, after I seen my man out here on the beach with Tim's on doing drills, that's a dude, he's on the stay ready off. So I was like, if that dude that hit Patrick Beverley like the dude hit Miles Garrett, Patrick Beverley be behind bars. I think he'd killed that dude, man. He's in there like Steven Jackson, and he is a stay ready all-star, man. So shout out to Patrick Beverley. I honestly wish the Pacers could have gotten him because they need some toughness on the wing, but that's neither here nor there. All right,
you gonna see lateral Sprewell on the sidelines rooting for him.
Shit, Dustin Leland. Hey, the Sprewell look crazy these days, man. So not everybody need dreads. That's all I'm gonna say. All right, man. NBA champ.
NBA champ. I'm going with the Lake Show.
Going with the Lake Show.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Lake Show.
Hell, I guess I have to be a contrary person. I'll say the Clippers. I don't care, but I'll say the Clippers.
Yeah.
All right. So, man, so this is all sports, man. So, all right, man. So, this is a new little segment because this has been a nasty week. A nasty week on guys' Twitter. And first,
Jack and Dap segment,
man. So first of all, man, we gotta give a shout out to the original nasty man. That's Chuck Berry. He turned 93. So give a Jack and Dap hand clap to the original nasty man, Mr. Lambo Doors himself, Mr. Chuck, the Chuck Berry.
Nasty. Lambo Doors.
Lambo.
Hate the ass.
Yeah, man. Nasty. Hey, every time I used to see it, I used to hum that damn song from Cadillac Records. He's doing that duck dance. Rocking automobile. Nasty.
Hey, man. Hey. for those who, you know, if y'all don't understand how nasty Chuck Berry is, I would recommend that y'all go ahead and Google the video.
Not safe for work.
There is footage.
Not safe for work.
Just how dirty Chuck Berry is. It is not safe for work. If you are on the train, if you are in a car, in an Uber, riding with the homies or whatever, and you don't want people to be like, what the hell are they looking at? Make sure you got the headphones in, all right? So you have been warned. Happy birthday to Chuck Berry.
All right, man. Another nasty dude. And before
Jack and Dap manager.
Before I get into this, like, right, the whole Cuba Gooding thing, yo, we are not advocating, like, women being harassed or touched or assaulted or anything like this, all right? So let's just get that out there because people like to twist words. But my man Cuba, in that court case saying that, you know, the women alleged that Cuba told old girl to sit on my face and pee in my mouth, nigga. It's a nasty nigga, man. Hey, how come somebody said radio didn't live for this stack for Cuba to act like this? But the thing is, this nigga, I can see Cuba being this type of Cuba being wild like this. Remember, Cuba lied on his. Hey, man, he lied on himself, man. Hey, he lied on himself in Boys in the Hood, and he told Furious that he wasn't a virgin. He really was. So,
hey, man,
I think if you willing to lie on your member, dog. You asking a woman to sit on your face and pee in your mouth ain't too far from it, man. So
Cuba's a wild.
He's a nasty. He's a nasty nigga, man. So he's the Jack and Dap. Yeah.
But hell, I feel, you know, when it comes to Cuba Gooding Jr., again, like Mike J said, we, Mike J, nor Bowtie Fresh, we do not condone, we do not support any type of behavior of such. When if women are assaulted, harassed, any aggressive things like that, we do not support that. But I do feel like, what's his name? Search the Entertainer in the barbershop. When they say Cuba Gooding Jr., I'm like, Cuba Gooding Jr. did it.
Yeah.
He guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
He did it. He did it. I don't give a damn. I don't care what y'all say about me. Damn it, he did it. Man. I done seen pictures and videos and all kinds of stuff. Hey, man. Cuba's a damn delinquent. I don't give a damn what y'all say.
He didn't the damn Fighting Temptations, the choir director didn't die for this. Damn, Cuba. Nasty.
Hey, all man, right. somebody needs to interview Omar. We need to know what his damn stance is on.
Yeah, man, you don't ever hear Omar do his little movies, and he's good. But let me ask you this, man. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s daddy was off the chain, too. Daddy was a singer. I think his daddy was in the Main Bridge or something. Anyway, so let's get to something that popped up on my time last night. and that'd be the nasty man himself, Pastor Wilson.
Man.
Bowtie, when did you see Pastor Wilson?
Hey, man, I saw Pastor Wilson this morning. I woke up and hit the Twitter streets, and I was like, oh, damn, what in the world? Man, my man was doing his thing. And then when I saw him take 65 south to the shooter, and he didn't flinch. He didn't do. I mean, hey man, he went straight forward. Hey, I said, man. Oh man, he cocked her left leg back a little bit further. Opened up the old gate.
Nigga, I'm looking at it now. Look at that nigga sitting down. Look at that nigga. Hey, man, pull it up, Bowtie. Look at that nigga eyebrow. That nigga had like two bumps in his eyebrow, nigga. That like ass juice that didn't got infected. He's a nasty. Hey, oh, he's nasty, nigga. Then he got the gray beard, too.
I was going to say, he had the gray beard action going on. Hey, he was real fly, bro. You know, he had on a linen outfit
that nigga probably came in a linen outfit with no damn drawers on. Oh, hey, nigga.
Nigga. He went below the horizon real quick, bro.
Real quick, dog. Man, that nigga, man. Hey, man, that nigga got no draws on. Shit.
hey, man, he's a wild dude, bro.
That nigga ready to get nasty. That nigga took the motherfucker up.
Hey, man. He hit that remix. Oh, hey, girl, man. How you doing? Oh, my name is Pastor Wilson.
That nigga went over there and talked about the Nile River and Moses walking over the Red Sea and ended up having a face knee deep with some pussy, man. It's a wild nigga, man. Hey, let me ask you this, Bowtie. We both go to church. We grew up in the same church, but you know, as we got older, we went on our separate paths, right? So let me see, man. If this was your pastor, what would you say?
Oh man. Oh, bruh. I don't even know, man. I don't even know. I would be thinking twice at communion. We're gonna need some disposable little cups or something because we can't be reusing these. Half the mouth and been everywhere. I don't
man. Know. I would just want to know, like, hey, nigga, was you coming to thrash it or just eat it up? Because why are your drawers off? Why would you tune them? Hey, why are you looking at that nigga face when he went down below the equator? That nigga kept his eyes closed. That nigga went from.
He did.
Top, that nigga had his top down. That nigga went and he went south, north, and back south, man. That nigga trying to get a yeast infection on his tongue, man. That nigga don't give a damn about nothing. That nigga fragrant.
Hey, man. But, you know, he might be a gentleman. He might have laid the preacher's robe down and then had her lay on top of that, you know, unzip it and flare it out. So it's wild.
Hey, I just want to know, man. I got a few questions, man. Number one, why the damn eyebrow swollen? Number two, why the nigga wiggling his ass? Number three,
why, man? Hey, man, you know, he feel like that Shaq meme. How Shaq be shivering his shoulder like you get close to
that nigga? That nigga wiggling his ass. That nigga got loose, nigga. And I want to know, like, lastly, who taped this shit? Was it the chick that taped
it? Oh, it was her. Oh, it was her.
Bro, so nigga.
It was her.
Nigga, like,
no, she has no code of ethics, damn it.
Damn, nigga.
You know, he hit her up after this and was like, God damn it, you know this was supposed to stay.
Yeah, you know. He looked like a type of nigga that didn't work the Chrysler his whole life and preach on the side. He went down real quick. That nigga probably like, damn, y'all done got me on strike back a Chevrolet. I was having a good time eating some pussy and ass. I'm all the time. I go there picking, I'm going to hear some pussy and ass. Now you got me on here. That's a nasty nigga, man.
Let me ask you this question, bro. If you was the head deacon and y'all had to go to that business meeting for the church, what you gonna say to him before the meeting start, man?
I'm pulling to the side. I'm like, yo, man, what she look like? Yo, come on, pastor. You know she strapped. You know, like
You didn't see that they found out who the chick was.
I purposely didn't look. I like to keep these things authentic when we pie, because I don't want to sit back and be like, oh man, you know, I just like you and I. We rarely really talk about now what's on the pie. I want to be able to see that. And do this. Whoa, I just now see her face. Oh, she's a young thing. I ain't gonna say her name because I ain't trifling like that. Well, yeah, I see what I mean. I don't know, man. I don't know about putting her out there like that. She's young or whatever, but you know, she's not young like a child, but she's cheesing. So maybe pastor was in there, gave her a little face game when we're doing the picture, because she had a very nice smile, because she in there cheesing like, yep, I done got my toque shit cleaned by the pastor. Oh man, that nigga.
Hey man, that nigga. You think she's sitting in the pew across from the first lady?
who the real first lady? Yeah, what he do there? The pastor probably came over there preaching some Song of Solomon and everything else, and he came over there and got real nasty. Oh man, that nigga went on to the parsonage. He got nasty. He's a nasty nigga, man. Yeah, man. Hey,
I just want to know who the real first lady is.
I don't know, man.
Who the real first lady?
You know she probably got on that nigga face and rolled his face too. He looked like a type of nigga. Oh. You know, he totally look like a type of nigga. Like, yo, put that sphincter on my nose. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, you know. Hey.
Damn, nigga, are you saying that Cuba Gooding made a special guest appearance in the back?
Radio. Hey, damn. You know, hey man, he's a nasty. Hey, there's some nasty people this week, man. The pastor thing just shocked me, bro. I wouldn't expect that nigga to get down like that. And how come this one dude trying to throw salt and pass the game, talking about y'all used to some average head? That nigga wasn't even doing nothing. Nigga, you out here all type of women talking about, damn, you out here doing, how you gonna dirty Mac the pastor after he went from north, south, and back to the shooting, back up again, man? You a hater, man. Let pastor get his shit off, get his issue off in peace, man. Shout out to pastor, man. You know, salute. We definitely want to see what happens if you in your church or whatever, or something happened to you, maybe you get sat down. Maybe you go to another town. Hey, what if a girl had a dude?
Hey, man. Do you run up on the pastor with a pulpit?
I don't know. Come on, look at that nigga face with that thing on his, you know, with a gray beard like that. Pastor holding that pistol. He ain't gonna run up on him.
He ain't gonna run him.
Pastor will put a hole in you, man. And then go back there and lick your woman again. You gotta just take that dog.
Not washing his hands in the baptismal pool.
Pastor washing his nuts in the baptismal pool. that nigga out here giving himself whole bass before he gets up in there. And then the pastor talking about, I want Listerine and the thing right before I preach. Gargle, gargle, gargle. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Nah, I'm pastor, nigga. Sun's out, buns out. Literally for pastor. He's nasty, man.
Shout out Pastor Wilson, aka the Sinister Minister.
Yeah, beyond the Sinister Minister, man. Sheesh. The Pastor of Disaster.
No, he's the Pastor of Disaster.
Oh, no. Face full. Mr. Nasty Man. All right, man. So let's get to this week in hip hop, man.
I'm gonna have to send a text message to Jack and Dap.
Yeah, man. Come on, bro. After the show. Let's stay focus. All right, man. So let me get to this, man. So this week, man, there's a lot of dope shit, right? First of all, this week came out, Ludacris Back for the First Time came out. And both times, like, we were in college when this came out. I think this came out like October, like 17. 2000, so almost 20
like
years ago.
2001, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was 2000. I think it was 2000, man. So Bozai, give me some of your favorite cuts out there.
Oh man, number one, in Bowtie Fresh's opinion, this was a damn classic album.
Like, oh yeah, super dope.
This album was crazy. excuse me, but I liked, it was like, there's so much on this damn album though, bro. I liked Southern Hospitality. I like Stick 'Em Up. I like Use a Hoe.
Yeah. Hoe. Hoe Activities.
See, right. Hoes are your friends. Yeah. Hoes are your enemies, man. I like that. I liked, You Got a Problem.
Yeah.
I like that. What's that song with I-20? Oh, man.
I'm looking at First and
10. First and 10, yeah. What was it? Was first first and 10. I think yeah. so.
Yeah, it was Catch Up.
Don't forget the freestyle.
Mouth and All.
That whole album was just crazy.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And don't even forget about Fat Rabbit that was on the Madden soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Fat Rabbit. You had the main cut, What's Your Fantasy? I like a remix with Trina.
Yeah. Whew. And then
Trina had the cakes and deck on that video.
Plump and ready to look at the pastor. Well.
Honey buns. Yeah. Honey buns.
Sun's out, buns out, and you know, pastor with the gun. God, that nigga's nasty, man. That nigga, he ate her asshole like I was getting that damn Jamaican food with dental floss out my teeth. God, he's nasty. Oh, and Get Off Me was another hard song.
Another version of speaking in tongues, bro.
Hey, I know. He spoke. Hey, what they say? The tongue. I'm hung by the tongue. That nigga was hung by the tongue. All right. God,
whole new meaning to tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? Look at passion. Hey, man. You know you're gonna be preaching crying on Sunday. That's crazy.
Oh yeah. He's gonna shed some tears. In the pool, man. I tell you right, man.
Man, that's crazy. All right, man. So Back for the First Time, classic. Another thing that happened in 1984, I think 84, 85, the Gordon Gartrell episode of The Cosby Show debuted. Well, Ty, take it away.
Goddamn Gordon Gartrell, man. That was probably one of my favorite episodes. For those who don't know about the Gordon Gartrell episode of Cosby, give you a quick rundown. Theo, I forgot if he was going to a prom or going to a dance or something. He couldn't afford a certain shirt. It was a very expensive shirt, Gordon Gartrell. Couldn't afford it. Denise says she would make it for him. In turn, Denise tries to make the shirt. Shirt comes out all kinds of fucked up. kinds of jacked up. My man gets mad about it. Ultimately, he ends up getting his little shirt or whatnot. But, man, the Gordon Gartrell episode has so many daggone just funny moments throughout it. It's a classic episode in black cinema, in black TV cinema filmography history, bro. It's a classic episode.
Yeah, I second what Bowtie said. And lastly, man, before we conclude, for Bowtie gives us something, you know, some food for the next week, man. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out made his debut 1987. One of my favorite games in history.
Yes, sir.
You know, everybody you knew had a Nintendo, you had the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, bro. Bro, from like, yes, hey, man, you know, Mike will hit you with one uppercut and end the game. You know, having to sit back, go left, right, and, you know, every character having a different way that you can beat them, man. You know, you sit back, throw that jab, you know, and Lil Mac will come up, throw the right little hook and all, the right left hook.
Remember they had, you had to fight Super Macho Man before you fought Tyson?
Yeah. That was super dope, man.
Then you had mid game boss Ball Bull.
Yeah. Hit that nigga. Hey, every time you hit him in the stomach, his mustache should move.
Yeah. And y'all can't forget the classic Glass Joe.
Yeah.
All it took was a left jab for Glass Joe to go down.
Yeah, man. So that was dope, man. So
a little nostalgia back in the day when I was younger, not a kid. Anymore.
Back in the day when I was just a little nigga, bro.
right,
my shit. But all right, Bowtie, man, go ahead and close it out. Give us some
Mikey Cortez and the Footsie Socks.
Yeah,
it goes with Tootsie Pops.
Hey, did you have some dope mans?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What color did you have? Like, did you have teal? You look like a teal when you're in that. Did you have teal?
Teal? No, I had just the classic white ones with the black swoosh.
Hey, man, you remember they used to have all type of colors, man. I thought you had
they teal. Did. They had. No, I had. I had two pair. I had a pair and they got jacked up, and then my pops bought me. He split the cost with me on my second pair.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, right. I had the all white ones with the black swoosh on them.
All right.
But yeah, right. So just to round out an episode, give y'all a little something to, you know, chip your teeth to, you know, sit back and marinate on, you know, as the weekend comes through and approaches and for the following week. I want you guys to remember this uplifting little quote, and it goes like this. Life is like a roller coaster. It has its ups and it has its downs, but it's your choice whether to scream or enjoy the ride. So let that sizzle in your spirit a little bit and just know that, you know, whatever it is you're going through, it's the storm. If you'll get through it, you can ride the wave, ride the up, ride the down, but just know to try to take as much as you can from whatever experience you're going through. And that's the word of the week from Bowtie Fresh.
All right, man. So appreciate y'all listening. And that's also, man, you know, Bowtie and I, that's my brother, man. I love him like a brother. That's a word for Pastor Wilson, too, man. You've been going through the ups and downs. You went up and down.
Down.
You ride and you roll the wave, go back down again, you will rise again, brother. So, you know, appreciate that. Shout out to everybody listening to us.
He didn't
get up. That nigga stayed on his knees.
Hey, and wiggled his ass.
That nigga got nasty. But anyway, we appreciate everybody, man, you know, rocking with us. Now, we took some time off because, you know, work and kids and everything else. But rate, review, share the show. Like I said, we're independent and, you know, independent in this thing. So make sure when I see my brother Bowtie, we'll flick it up, you know, show the new grown man-ish. We got the hoodies coming up. We got the long sleeve t-shirts I made out. So shout out to everybody been rocking with us from day one. For new people, you know, we can always find us on Twitter. Bowtie, give me your Twitter.
You can hit up Bowtie Fresh at fresh_Bowtie. That's my Twitter.
You can
hit us up on the IG. Rock with us. That's the Grown Man Ish Pod on IG.
Yeah, Mike J, Bill Bro Inc. We'll always put all our information in the podcast thing. So you know, appreciate y'all rocking with us one more time.
Don't be afraid to hit us up either. Yeah. Like we are two interactive brothers, man. We can have good dialogue about politics. We can finish this conversation about the pastor. You know, whatever the case may be, man. Just hit us up. We definitely a couple of interactive brothers, and you know, we enjoy all the interactions that we get with everybody, and just meet new people and experience new things. So, you know, go out and support your boys.
Hey, man, shout out to Pastor Wilson. I bet you he was listening to something like Outstanding while he was getting nasty. Hey, that or Yearning for Your Love. The way he was looking at that thing, Doc, he had some rhythm. That wasn't just a normal, you know, snatch eat. He was getting nasty, man. So, but anyway, you know.
She was a youngster, bro. He might have tried to hit the woe in the mirror before he went in the room.
Oh, you trying to say he put some summer rock on for her young ass?
Hey, man,
damn.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Not the pastor out here with the summer rock eating ass. He's nasty. All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week, man, from the Grown Man Ish Podcast. We out of here.
I'll let y'all.